Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 22nd, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Meta has been fined $1.3 billion by European Union regulators for sending user information to the U.S. Many large international companies rely on this type of data from outside the U.S., but Meta's top EU privacy regulator said in its decision Monday that Facebook has been illegally storing data about European users on its U.S. servers and must stop sending this information and delete data already sent within about 6 months. Meta says it will appeal the ruling and a stay to delay suspension orders, but the company could also avoid the orders altogether if the U.S. completes a new transatlantic agreement with the EU to allow data transfers before then. Not to be outdone by security concerns over Chinese tech products, the Cyberspace Administration of China, or CAC, announced that U.S.-based Micron technology products failed to pass a Chinese cybersecurity review. The CAC warned it found relatively serious cybersecurity risks in Micron products sold in China after more than a month-long investigation of Micron imports. The U.S. Commerce Department responded that this conclusion had no basis in fact, and that the U.S. would try to limit industry disruptions with its allies. Amazon's palm-scanning payment technology, Amazon One, announced age verification services. This would let a customer scan their palm to buy something like a beer at a sporting event, with Coors Field being the first venue to support the feature. Amazon says the technology will roll out to additional venues in the coming months. Amazon One initially rolled out at Amazon Go stores and Whole Foods markets, and now services various sports stadiums, entertainment venues, convenience stores, travel retailers, and partnered with Panera Bread back in March. On the subject of age, Venmo introduced teen accounts, letting parents manage Venmo accounts for children between the ages of 13 and 17 to send and receive money. Venmo teen accounts include a debit card and transaction and privacy controls for parents. Parents or legal guardians have to sign up for a Venmo teen account on behalf of the child, and up to 5 teen accounts can be connected to the adult's personal Venmo account. FX Technology is selling a screen replacement for Steam Decks with 1920 by 1200 resolution, which can fix a broken screen but also work as an upgrade to the Steam Deck's stock 1280 by 800 screen. The replacement screen has the same anti-glare coating as the stock part, though PC Gamer points out that to replace the screen, you do need to do a full disassembly and use a heat gun. If you're okay with that, you can join the waitlist for the Deck HD at DeckHD.com. It's expected to cost around $99. Top500.org released its top 500 list of fastest supercomputers in the world, and AMD Silicon is in the lead with 121 systems, up 29% year over year. AMD also holds the number one spot with the Frontier supercomputer, the only fully qualified exascale class supercomputer on the planet that is being used by researchers in a variety of science workloads. Frontier entered the running with 1.02 exaflops of performance last June, but has since improved to 1.194 exaflops. Last week, some Android and Google Voice users started reporting a bug between Android and iPhone where a plus sign was being added to the Android user's phone number. That plus sign usually indicates an international number, which can break chat threads when iMessage thinks it's a totally new number and a different sender. MacRumors notes that many of the reports are coming from AT&T users. Resetting network settings seems to have fixed the issue for some folks, and adding a plus one to the beginning of your US number can fix the issue as well. India's Economic Times reports that iPhone maker Wistron is exiting the Indian business after failing to make a profit. Wistron was the first company to produce iPhones in India with a contract for the original iPhone SE, with Foxconn and Pegatron following suit with their own Indian iPhone plants since then. Wistron plans to sell its assembly plant in Kolar near Bengaluru. Wistron previously stopped iPhone assembly in China after selling its Kunshan unit to Luxshare back in 2020. The Tata Group is said to be buying the latest Wistron plant and is currently preparing for iPhone 15 assembly. And finally, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrote in a Facebook post that WhatsApp users can now edit messages within 15 minutes of sending the original by pressing and holding on a message and then tapping the edit option. Messages will then have an edited tag next to the timestamp, but recipients won't be able to see previous versions. Previously, WhatsApp users either had to delete a message or just send another one altogether, and last year gave users 60 hours to delete a message, up from 48. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.